This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. This is my commentary on baby Alfie, who sadly passed away after being murdered by the state, by the British state, in this case. You may be familiar with the facts surrounding this. Baby Alfie was born with some sort of neurological disorder, but he was born alive, and he was awake and aware at times and responded to his parents. And the socialist healthcare system of the UK decided to murder baby Alfie and punish his parents. They murdered him by withholding food and water for days until the baby died. The Associated Press, which is, of course, evil fake news, utterly neglected to report that the hospital starved the child to death and withheld water from the child. You know, the AP, it's just complete fake news. So just like Reuters, just like New York Times, Washington Post, they're all fake news. They just leave out the most important facts, such as the fact that the hospital murdered baby Alfie and that the socialist healthcare system basically kidnaps your children and then decides which ones to murder and which ones to keep alive. And this is what Obamacare would have become if it hadn't been stopped, you know, with death panels and all that. I mean, you talk about death panels. Baby Alfie was murdered by a death panel, essentially. He's gone. You know, sad passing of a conscious, aware human baby who probably could have been saved. And the fact that they went after the parents, too, is what is very, even more disturbing in this. They went after the parents, and it's clear that they made the parents read a statement that was kind of like a statement that you'd have to read if you were taken hostage by a bunch of terrorists, and then they force you to read some statement on camera. That's what these parents were subjected to. And it became very clear that the parents were told that as punishment for their attitude, their baby was going to be killed. I mean, literally, some spokespeople came out from the government and the hospital and said that because the parents had an attitude that the hospital didn't want to try to keep their baby alive. I mean, you talk about tyranny. You talk about medical tyranny and abuse of power and the dangers of big government and big socialized healthcare systems. It's all on display right here with baby Alfie. And there's a dark side to this that you don't even... Yeah, I'm going to mention it. But the mainstream media, the legacy media, won't even touch this. That hospital, I forgot the name of it. I'm not looking at my notes right this minute. That hospital has a long history of being involved in organ harvesting and conducting medical experiments on babies. Organ harvesting. They have a quota system, people. There's a quota system. They have to get a certain number of baby kidneys and a certain number of baby brains and a certain number of baby organs to supply their customers who are paying for all these organs, you know, for so-called medical research or vaccine research, other things that they're using them for. And the hospitals who are part of this dark network of organ harvesting and child murder, they have to harvest a certain number of organs per year in order to feed the black market trade of human organs. I believe, based on my research, and I'll probably do a full podcast on this with supporting documentation, I mean like a video cast on this. My belief is that baby Alfie was deliberately murdered so that the hospital could meet its organ harvesting quota. Now you might think, that's crazy. I've talked to doctors who 20 years ago, they told me I was crazy for thinking that China harvested organs. Today, it's commonly known. Everybody knows China harvests organs. Or organ harvesting, black market trade, is so common throughout the medical system, and it's done not only in China, but also the United States. There are hospitals and doctors who have been caught, indicted for felony crimes of medical fraud and organ harvesting, black market trade. There's a market for this, and they need a steady supply of babies. They need a steady supply. I mean, the abortion centers provide a lot of babies, a lot of, you know, nearly born baby fetal parts and tissues and so on. And those are sold off for medical experiments. But sometimes it's not enough. And in the UK, they've got hospitals that are part of this, just like in the US. I'm telling you, there's a whole trade. There's a black market of this stuff going on. And it's the thing is, it's so evil, it's so dark and sinister that your average person just can't deal with it. They just shut it out and they just say, that can't be. Humans can't be that evil, they say to themselves. And it's because they're not that evil. You know, you're not that evil. I'm not that evil. We wouldn't kill babies to harvest their organs just to get paid. What kind of sick F does that kind of thing? Well, they're there. They're in the hospitals. They're doctors. They're abortion center people. They are part of the medical system. This is what you got to understand. They are part of the existing system. And they are evil. And they are demonic. And they love to murder babies. They love it. It turns them on. They get a big burst of energy from you know, snipping the brainstem spinal cord connection of a baby as it's being born. It's called a partial birth abortion. They take a pair of snips and they just snip the back of the head, you know, at the base of the skull, and they call that an abortion, and then they celebrate it as women's rights. And they celebrate it as feminism, and they celebrate it as women empowerment. Really? You just murdered a baby. Just like this baby Alfie was murdered by withholding food and water. What did they think would happen? If you starve a child to death, it dies. And then they make sure the parents aren't allowed to give their own baby food and water? What kind of evil system is this? No wonder people are outraged all over the world. And yet, you gotta understand, the left is all in favor of this. The left loves abortions. They love murdering babies. They love these ideas of euthanasia. They love all these depopulation efforts. They love it because they're sick. They're evil. They're infested with evil. These are sick people. They love the idea of murdering babies. Now, there's another issue in all of this, and that is the state taking ownership of your children, demanding that you surrender them to the power of the state. Now, we're seeing this not only in the UK, but also, of course, in California. And in California, they've already passed this law, SB 277, which says that you have to surrender your children to be vaccinated by the state, or the state will deny your child an education. I mean, think about that. That's law. And that was pushed by the evil state senator, Richard Pan. Richard Pan is a prostitute for the drug industry and the vaccine industry. And he's one of the most evil people to have risen up in the collapsifornia left-wing cult. I mean, all these people that run California, they're all radical left-wing cultists. And they believe that parents have no rights over their own children. They think that the government has the right, that the government owns your children, and government can decide what happens to your children. They literally believe this. They believe, please understand, they believe that if you as a parent don't do exactly what the government wants you to do, which could mean injecting your child with 100 different vaccines and viral fragments and adjuvants and other toxic chemicals that are in vaccines such as formaldehyde, monosodium glutamate, antibiotics, mercury, aluminum salts, aborted human fetal cells, and so on. If you don't go along with that, then the state can essentially seize your children, can medically kidnap them from you, and throw you in jail as a parent if you resist. And then they can do whatever they want to your child. They can poison your child with chemotherapy. Think about it. They can inject your child with toxic vaccines that will cause cancer or autism or brain damage, seizures, even can put your child into a coma. And you cannot do anything about it. California, which has outlawed sales of the Bible, or is about to, by saying that no one can sell a product or service that attacks gay people. So the Bible is going to become contraband now in California. They're also trying to ban homeschooling. So think about it. They, with the whole vaccine issue, they say you have to send your children, I mean, you have to get them vaccinated in order for them to have an education, unless you do homeschooling. But then we're going to outlaw homeschooling, so you can't do that either. So your children are owned by the state, basically. Just think about how incredibly evil the state has become. And these leftists continue to say that, no, the state is the answer to all our problems. The state supports equality and justice and freedom, they even say. And, you know, in murdering these young babies, that's women's freedom. That's women empowerment. What about moms? What about all the mothers? Where's the empowerment for the moms that want to protect their child from toxic effects of chemotherapy, or that want to protect their child from the toxins that are found in vaccines? Well, I guess those moms aren't respected by the state. You have no freedom at all. If you're that kind of a mom, do you? No freedom at all. I'm telling you that things have become so twisted and so sick where the state murders babies, literally starves them to death, murders babies in the name of healthcare, and then murders babies through abortions in the name of women's rights and health freedom. That's freedom. What is wrong with this world? What is wrong with these socialists and these leftists? They're deranged. They're insane. They're violent. They are murderers. And they absolutely love it. They know they're murderers and they love it. They celebrate it. This is what's so sick. And I ask you this question. You know, we've talked about the civil war that may be coming. These leftists who murder babies, do you think that they'll hesitate for a moment to murder you? They won't hesitate. If they will murder babies, they will murder you without blinking an eye. They are murderous, mentally ill, deranged individuals. And they have control over the education system. They have control over Hollywood. They have control over academia. They have control over the media. They have control over the deep state. These people want to see your baby murdered. And they want to see you silenced. They control Google. They control Facebook. They're evil globalists. And I'm not even going to get into the child sex trafficking, the pedophilia, all the other things that these people are into, the other forms of evil, where they buy and sell young child sex slaves to each other. And then they're back in the Senate the next day, or back in the State Department working for government and raping little kids who are chained up in closets, you know, in their homes in Virginia or wherever. You talk about evil. And then they have their satanic, demonic little sex cult celebrations, and what do they call that? Spirit cooking. Spirit cooking, with like, they're like eating blood and semen. And just, what? These people are sick. And they want to rule your life, and they want to run the government. They want to have a monopoly on power, and they don't think that you have a right to exist and that you shouldn't have a voice whatsoever. Remember that the White House Correspondents' Dinner recently? And that vile, sickening comedian woman, what was her name? Michelle Wolf, was it? Well, I know it's Wolf. I think it's Michelle Wolf. What a sickening, vile individual. They're insulting Sarah Huckabee Sanders to her face with the most vile array of malicious insults that we've ever seen. And all the reporters in the room are just laughing it up because they're evil too. Because that comedian, that sickening, twisted, demented mind of Michelle Wolf actually reflects exactly what all the other reporters in the room think to themselves as well. These people are sick. And that's why I've said it before and I'll keep saying it again. You got to vote against Democrats at every election. even if you're not a Republican, even if you are a Democrat, you've got to vote against these people because, you know, the everyday Democrats who aren't seeking power, they're not bad people. It's the Democrats in power that become intensely evil, and you've got to keep them out of power. Vote against Democrats at every election from now to the rest of your life, to the day that the last day that you vote. Always vote against Democrats. And I've said before, if you have to write in the name of your neighbor's cat, do it. Never, ever vote for a Democrat ever again because they are sickening, demented, vile, sinister murderers. And they are evil people. I'm not even sure that some of them are fully qualified as human beings because they have no empathy. They have no compassion. It's like they're lacking a heart and a soul. They are that evil. Vote against them at every election. You can read more at evil.news if you want. Or check out leftcult.com. My name is Mike Adams, and I pray for this country. I pray for this country. Be careful. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.